visit to Moscow Tuesday that he was looking to find ways to stop the fighting in Ukraine as quickly as possible. The UN says Secretary General Guterres hopes meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Zelensky are productive. Meanwhile, Kyiv wants the UN to seek an evacuation from Mariupol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visiting Moscow today, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the focus should be on one issue.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do.
But at the United Nations, Russian Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said evacuation from Mariupol is already possible.
Everyone who wants to get evacuated, for example, from Mariupol, has the opportunity to do so because we open humanitarian corridors.
Though Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas in eastern Ukraine, Russia launched a string of attacks Monday against rail and fuel installations in central and western Ukraine. The bombardment appeared designed to disrupt the shipment of supplies to Ukrainian forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to accelerate the development of nuclear weapons and threatened to use them if provoked. In a speech he delivered at a military parade that featured powerful missiles capable of targeting the country's rivals. Kim's remarks suggest he will continue provocative weapons tests and a pressure campaign aimed at wresting concessions from the United States. The parade Monday night marked the 90th anniversary of North Korea's army, the backbone of the Kim family's authoritarian rule. One of the weapons showcased in the parade is North Korea's biggest and newest missile, the Hwasong-17. This is VOA News. Beijing amps up its mass testing as it seeks to contain the spread of the new Omicron variant. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Across the Chinese capital, people are panic buying the essentials after the announcement came in on Monday. This comes as Shanghai, China's largest city of 25 million, is gradually opening back up after residents were confined to their homes for 3 weeks under a strict citywide lockdown. So far, Beijing has recorded 80 Omicron variant cases, while Shanghai has seen more than 300,000 this month. People in the capital are asked to work from home and stay in their residential compounds until further notice. I'm Naomi Shannon.
For much of the past 2 years, America has been first in line for COVID-19 vaccines and treatments. Now, as drug makers develop the next generation of therapies, the White House is warning that if Congress doesn't act urgently, the U.S. will have to take a number. Already, the congressional stalemate over virus funding has forced the federal government to curtail free treatment for the uninsured and to ration monoclonal antibody supplies. A Brazilian federal court has upheld the suspension of an environmental license for what would be the largest open-pit gold mine in the nation's Amazon rainforest, dealing a blow to the Canada-based company behind the project. And one of America's most iconic sports cars is going electric. Here's Joe Ramsey.
U.S. carmaker General Motors announced Monday it is developing an electric version of its Chevy Corvette. The announcement comes as traditional automakers are in a race to produce more electric vehicles to compete with Tesla. GM has set a goal of overtaking Tesla in electric vehicle sales, and to achieve that, it plans to invest $35 billion in electric and autonomous vehicles by 2025. Although very popular with major manufacturers, electric vehicles currently only represent a small percentage of total car sales worldwide. In the electric sector, GM collaborates with Japanese carmaker Honda. At the beginning of April, they announced they would co-develop a new line of electric vehicles at affordable prices, with production due to begin in 2027. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Mexico's Supreme Court has struck down a 2021 law that would have required cell phone companies to collect data like fingerprints or eye scans from customers. The court ruled Monday the law was too invasive of personal liberties. Cell phones in Mexico are often used in kidnappings and extortions, sometimes by inmates calling from prison. And recapping our top story, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said during a visit to Moscow Tuesday he was looking to find ways to stop the fighting in Ukraine as quickly as possible. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.